In my home office at my parents' house, there's a tile that said in Spanish. I bought this when we were on a pilgrimage to Spain and France a few years back. And it said in Spanish, and I quote, La medida del amor es amar sin medida, which means, the measure of love is to love without measure. And it's a quote from St. Augustine. My brothers and sisters, I believe all of the readings today teaches us that reality. We talk much about love, but how many of us are willing to love? When St. Peter asked the good Lord today if it's all right for him to forgive his brother 7 times, the Lord said, not only 7 times, but 77 times. It's possible. I think all of us who have struggled to forgive someone know how hard it's already to forgive a person 1 time. And St. Peter was generous enough in saying 7 times. But the good Lord magnified that and challenged him to love his brother, his brethren, the people around him much more than what he can measure or remember. My brothers and sisters, to love and to forgive someone who have wronged us is not easy. But yet the good Lord in the gospel reading today gave us a very great example. Many biblical scholars and commentators said that that the servant who owed the king, if it's measured in today's standards, it would be a whole taxable income of a state or of a Roman province for the whole year. It would be impossible for him in his lifetime as a servant to repay that debt. But yet, his neighbor or his fellow servant owe him maybe a few months of debts, which could be repaid back in a short time. But this wicked servant was so pitiful, and so self-centered that he grabbed and tortured his fellow servant and demand a payment right away. How many times had God had forgiven us? How many times have we come to confession? How many times have we say sorry to God and he forgiven us every single time? But yet when someone do something wrong to us, we immediately seek them, choke them, and at times become very violent to them. We have perhaps forgotten how to love. To love is not easy. And my brothers and sisters, in order for us to forgive, we need God and God's grace alone. And that's why many people have reminded us that to revenge is human, but to forgive is divine. We can only forgive with God's grace, with his help. And that's why in the first reading today from the book of Sirach, we are being reminded that remember your last days, set enmity aside. Remember death and decays and cease from sins. Think of the commandments, hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant and overlook faults. We're being reminded, my brothers and sisters, to forgive our neighbor's injustice so that when we pray, our own sins will be forgiven. Just like what we read at each and every Mass with our Father, we ask that God forgive us of our sins. Hence, we need to learn. I'm talking about learn, the willingness to learn to forgive others of their sins against us. Think of the commandments. It's so easy when someone done wrong to us, we think that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, and that's why retributive justice and vengeance and revenge is so natural. But yet, to forgive and to abide by God's commandments and to remember his covenant, is of grace and can only be done with God. My brothers and sisters, we have fallen short. especially in the day and age of social media, where it's easy for us to tell the whole world of what we think. It's so easy with a few keystrokes to attack other people on the internet. And it's so easy within a few seconds to show the world how we react with the five simple emotions that are set or set for us by different social media platforms. It's so easy to react. But yet, forgiveness and love require not only a reaction, not only retributive justice, but come forth from a response. A response in recognizing that God had first loved us. Therefore, the measure of love that he has given to us, that measure, it's inviting us to love without measure. Lord, I will to love this person. Lord, this person has hurt me tremendously. Lord, this is so hard right now. But I invite you into this situation. I invite you into this relationship. And I invite you where it hurt the most. Lord, I need you. I need you. That's what it come down to. Three words. I need you. Because to forgive is divine. Without turning to God and say that I need you, Lord, because I cannot do this by myself. It's impossible for us to love and to choose to forgive someone who has done wrong against us. If we don't have God with us, then we would be like that wicked servant who grab our fellow human beings, our fellow brothers and sisters, our people, especially the ones we don't like, grab them by the neck, demand and expect and torture them, instead of recognizing how much God have first forgiven us. At first reconciled us, and at first allowed us to begin each and every day again. So this homily remind us toward what St. Paul invite us to do from the second reading. In his letters to the Roman, he said, none of us live for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. We live for him, my brothers and sisters. Therefore, whatever going through our life, whatever is bringing us to trial, whatever is making our life hard right now, even our neighbor, even our fellow servants, even our brothers and sisters, we choose life and not death. We choose to forgive and to love instead of vengeance and petty, base, and egocentrical reactions. My brothers and sisters, we have the will to love without measure because God has first loved us. My brothers and sisters, we're called to forgive. This is something that we cannot do without his grace. And this is my invitation for you. Look back into your life and my life, the time when we have strayed away from God, the times especially when we have become very bitter and resentful and negative toward others, when we have pushed other people aside, even God himself, how much he had been gentle to us, how much he had called us back, how much he had forgiven us. Remember those times, my brothers and sisters, and remember how gentle he had been to us at those times. Never give up on us, always calling us back so that we have life in him, so that we learn to die to ourselves, and not just with our expectation or standards. How much his love had been for us. So that once we have been reconciled with God, forgiven by God, and strengthened by his grace, we can learn to put that into practice with others as well. So my invitation for you today. I have a list of people that I pray for each night. The people that I truly love and care for. as well the people who have hurt me tremendously, the people who have backstabbed me, the people who have falsely accused me, the people who have gaslighted me, the people who have inflicted a lot of pains and sufferings on me. I pray for those people too. I pray, O Lord, that you forgive them just that you have forgiven me. And I know for sure that 90% of those relationships will never be the same. I don't think I can ever be gentle, be kind, or be wonderful, or be bubbly, or be nice when I'm around those people. But that doesn't mean that I cannot choose to love them and to forgive them. I know that they don't want to be near me too, and that's all right. But my forgiveness of them does not depend on how the relationship is going to turn out. It depends on how much God has first forgiven me. So that I choose to die to myself, to my own standards, my own judgment, my own demands, my own expectation, my own reaction, so that Christ live in me and through me. We are forgiven first. Therefore, we need to forgive others as well. And go back to the beginning, to the first reading. Forgive your neighbor's injustice, so that when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Let us pray for that forgiveness and letting go each and every day that God is at work in us and through us, so that we can let go of hatred, of resentment, of revenge, of retribution, and choose to forgive as he has forgiven us. Truly, la medida del amor es amar sin medida. The measure of love is to love without measure, said Saint Augustine.